ओम शांति। सिस्टर मीरा हैज सेड शी डज नॉट नो व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू स्पीक, बट डू यू नो व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू स्पीक? यू नो देर वॉज ए रिलीजियस प्रीचर who was engaged temporarily by a religious institution where every Friday some sermon had to be given. So the previous one had left, so they were looking for a new one, and the Friday was approaching, so they got one whosoever they could lay hands on. And the person was paid handsomely, and first Friday he appeared on the podium and he said the same thing. Baba said there is an eternal question, who am I? So he said the same thing. Do you know what I am going to say? They said no. Then he said, what is the good of my speaking to you if you do not even know what I am going to say? Ameen. That is over. He went back. He got his weekly salary, but the employers were little perturbed. They said, let us wait. Next Friday we will see what he will do. So next Friday again appeared and asked the same question. Now the participants, people were wiser. They replied, yes. Then he said, if you already know what I am going to say, what is the good of my saying anything further? Ameen. He again went. Now they got really perplexed. What are the intentions of this person? He just wants to get money and say nothing. They say, okay, have patience, give one more trial. So third Friday, again he came, asked the same question. Now they had become wiser. So half of them said yes and half of them said no. Then he said, those who have said yes, they tell others, Ameen. And he again went up. So like that, now, basically, it is the intention of the person, not what he is asked to do. But rest assured, I have good intentions. Now, ours is basically an educational, godly educational organization. No doubt we are children of Baba. But most of the part we are students, and our final result depends not on being born as Baba children, but on how much we have learnt. Even kings had sent their children to study. Even millionaires sent their children to study in schools, colleges. So this is an educational institution. So I will tell you something about, because these light things are very important. They make you bodiless easily, isn't it? You say a humorous thing or a joke, you are already bodiless. You will get rid of all the worries and all the problems temporarily. So, one father was teaching math, adding to his son. He said, my dear sweet child, what does it make if you add 80 and 60? The promising child said 170. The father said, oh, you are the really bright child of mine. You will bring fame to me. So nice child. He patted the child. asked the servant to bring chocolate for the son, petted him more, very nice, my dear child, 80 + 60, 170. Now a passerby was also watching. He thought, why, this man, does he know math himself? What is he teaching to his son? And he's on that, he's praising him. He said, what are you doing? Are you spoiling your child? He said, no, how can I spoil my own son? What are you teaching him? 80 + 60, 170. He says, you don't know the whole story. You are seeing the only what is happening now. One must know the past, present and future to arrive at a proper solution to something, to arrive at a decision. Don't hurry up. He said, what do you mean by all this? He said, you know, yesterday I asked him the same question. 80 + 60, what does it amount to? He said 210. So today he has improved. So I am petting him. So likewise, Bab Dada says, don't look at your today's stage, today's position. Look from where I have brought you up to now and feel encouraged. If I have improved you so much, surely your future is bright. That is why Baba says, those who look at the solutions, they have only one thought, firm thought. What is that? What has happened up to now is very good, and what is going to happen will be still better. So it means sometimes we only look at now. There was a person, he was standing in front of a full-size mirror with eyes closed. A friend asked, what you are doing? Because Baba says you must keep on checking yourself in the mirror of your mind. He said, what are you doing? You are standing in front of mirror with eyes closed. Perhaps you will say he was looking with his third eye, nothing like that. He said, I want to see how I look when I am sleeping. So see, that's all right. Now, and you must have heard about a person who wanted to send a rocket to the sun. He unfolded his project in front of so many people that people are sending rocket to the moon, to the Mars, to Venus. Nobody has thought of sun. So I want to send a rocket to the sun. They all started laughing. He said, I know. I have taken care of that. Why you are laughing? You think that sun will burn the rocket? No, I will send it at night. You see? So like that, people provide for all the contingencies. Again, because it is a education, a child came back home. His result had been announced. So the parents were waiting that our child, he will bring some scholarship, some merit and all that. He came home. So they asked, how did you fare? He said, very good, very good. So they felt very pleased and they felt excited. They said, yes, tell us, what is your result? They thought he must have got a scholarship or some high merit. He said, very good, very good. Now they got more excited. They said, please tell, what is your result? He said, this year you don't have to buy any new books for me. This is the result. Now, see. Now that child only said of 1 year. But let us look at the track record of souls. The same Bible, same. How many years old, centuries old, we are reading year after year, birth after birth, century after century, up to today, same. If anybody wants to change it, it is considered sacrilegious. Same Quran, we are reading year after year, century after century, up to today. Same Gita, same Vedas, all scriptures. Why? Why our books do not change? What is the result? So you ask yourselves. That is why Baba says, Baba always believes in newness. Nothing to be repeated. You know, when we started the Purity magazine in 1981, we suggested 4 names through the trans messenger for approval by Baba. And the best liked name by me was Bliss, B-L-I-S-S, not Purity, which is taken, that was number 4, which is taken in different meanings in different countries. So, Bliss. Why so? Because in India there was this magazine by the name Blitz, B-L-I-T-Z. So it had the same format, tabloid type. So I thought, this is Blitz, it will be Bliss. So, number 1 choice. That was not approved by Baba, because Baba never likes copying. Original creativity. Baba could see that this person has tried to follow that one and is suggesting a second hand name. So similarly, every Murli is new, like snow, new snowfall on the mountains, refreshes us, and our teacher is so wonderful, we all know that he, as the time becomes less, and our problems or weaknesses become more localized, we know what is it. Baba tells us the cause, but doesn't leave us at the cause. Also tells us the solution, which if we apply from that moment onwards, is very effective and can give us the best result. No cancer institute in the world can relieve the cancer of the soul. You see, the bodily cancer is only a symptomatic thing. But all these souls are suffering from terminal cancer, which is not in the skin, which is not in the bones, which is not in the mind even, which has just entered, I think, the terminal stage, the soul itself. Now, who can remove that? And still we keep on living and moving about, only Baba. So we must be thankful to Baba. But then, Baba draws our attention. So short is the time, so much you have to do. So what you should do? Never be satisfied with what you have already achieved. Baba knows it. There was a child, you know, of a business person. In India, the business community are rich in money. They have got blessing of Lakshmi, because Lakshmi represents money. But they are not so rich in wisdom or knowledge, which is the blessing of Saraswati. In other words, they all have one desire, that their children should be highly educated. Money they have got, but there should be education. So business community takes best care, spends all the money, that their children should get good education. So one such family, the child came home with the result. And the result was good, because he had achieved 98% marks out of 100. For a business community child, to have 98% marks was very extraordinarily good. So when the child came home, the mother was at home, the father was in the shop. So the mother was so pleased, oh child, 98%. She was so overjoyed, she said, instantly I will make some halwa and give you. So, and you know these business people make halwa in butter oil, pure. So she started baking, and that is, the aroma of that spreads very fast. Meanwhile, she was just preparing, the father came, and he smelled from a distance, something is going on. She said, what is the occasion? So he came, and first thing he inquired was, what is the big thing that you are making halwa at this hour? She said, don't you know, our son, 98% marks, just now brought the result. He said, call him. And he scolded him and beat him like this, you silly boy, what you will do in future, they said. Mother was surprised, what is wrong with it? She was thinking the other way. Then the father said, look, we business people make 300 out of 100 in a day, 300%, and you have lost even the principal, not even 100. So therefore I am beating him. So now Baba says, that look, what a nice method I have given to you of adding to your treasures. Such simple, nice method. And what is that? How our treasures grow. There is no other way of earning in this whole world. Never has been where you just add a dot and it becomes multiplied. 10 to 100 and 1,000 and so on and so forth. That's why Baba said that the secret of your earning is 3 dots. Because dot means you have to be a dot. Then you have to remember a dot and a dot will be added. But for uninterrupted addition, you have to withdraw from all other superfluous and waste thoughts, put a dot of drama or a full stop to all other things so that it keeps on adding. So this child is even losing the principle. So Baba says, no, look, yesterday also Baba said, this is the only time when such a bank, wonderful bank, opens. Not any other time in the world drama. You can only withdraw. You cannot add. And at such speed, and now the time is running out. So what should we be getting? Appreciation at the level of prasharat or effort we are doing. They say, yes, we are okay, Baba, we are doing, we are walking, we are moving. Or we should get scolding. What do you think? So we can have our own solution. Lastly, there was another child, and his father was beating outside the house right in the morning at 8 o'clock. You silly boy, what useless fellow you are, and barely beating. So a passerby said, man, why you are mercilessly beating your child? Said, don't you know? Tomorrow is his result, and tomorrow I am going out of station. You see? So you can understand. So Baba also knows that in spite of my saying, there will be children who are going to have this result also. So let us heed to what Baba is saying to us. There is some thing Baba very sweetly says, but Baba is also giving us the warning. Now enough of this. Now coming to the yesterday's Baba's versions. Of all the things, Baba has come to a wonderful conclusion about our problems, because we all learn in the same school, in the same class, and as per time of drama, the situation for all of us is the same. Because how can Baba give us a common solution which we all feel is my solution to my problem is simple, that Baba knows what is the time in the world cycle, what will be the situation of the souls, what will be the power or weaknesses of the matter, and how it has arrived, what is going to happen in future. So we also, if there is any problem that comes to us, you know that the magicians, they have a big globe, lighted globe in front of them, and they are sitting with a magic wand in their hand. Someone comes with a problem and says, look, I have lost my horse. Can you tell where it is? And what the magician does, he just moves the wand on the globe and it lights up, and he can see a horse is being carried by a robber or somebody, and it is in those ravines. Similarly, that globe itself is provides solution to everything. So Baba says, instead of one as a birthright, I have given two globes to my children. Yesterday also Baba said, history and geography. Unlimited history and unlimited geography. Unlimited history is word cycle, which time factor, which tells us the time factor. As we know, now it is past 7 o'clock, and you are already in your mind, you know, that this boring class will continue for another 20 minutes and we will be free. So mind, you know it, you are already mukta or liberated mentally, because you have just to bear this for 20 minutes more. Similarly, all of us get mental idea. Similarly, so Baba says, if you want to know anything in the history, what we can do and what we cannot and what is possible, move this word cycle and you bring it at this point. As you know, the gamblers also have something to move, and you know. Second is geography. There's another globe. One is horizontal and one is vertical, to place the soul in different images, incorporeal, subtle and physical. Okay. In that subtle region, you can even bring your soul to that body, whichever you like. If you want to bring your soul of golden age body, you can bring it there. If you want to see your soul in the copper age, you can bring that image in front of you. That is another magical thing. Now, Baba has seen and tells us, what is it all children want? Really, it has started emerging. Time is short. They are seeing the signs. They also want to do something. There is no doubt about it. They are very sincere about it. That's also right. And in front of Baba, they really make a determined thought. Yes, we will do it. Then what happens? After some time, that special determination is changed. It becomes slowly loose, and then again they become careless. What happens? So in one word, Baba has summed up that the children start thinking of reasons. When something happens, because a test will come. Now instead of passing that test, because you have to pass a test only for once. If I am a 7th standard student, I have to appear in the exam of 7th standard only once. I may fail or pass. Once I pass, in whatever grade, 1st grade, 2nd grade, 3rd grade, I don't have to appear for the 7th standard test again. But it is also true that 8th standard test will be as difficult looking to me as the 7th standard was, because each exam is an exam for the student. So all of us are studying. So all of us are having our tests. And for us, whatever is the question coming, for me, that is the most difficult question. That is natural. But if I pass through, qualify once, I have passed. That is why in many Muralis Baba has said, pass means if you pass, that is, pass across, it is over. The word holy also means whatever past is past, whatever has gone is gone. You don't try to keep on thinking of that only, it's over. You think of the future. Now, so Baba has said, all of us know, when something happens, we start giving reasons. Oh, it was a long habit. How can such a long habit, which I have tried to leave 100 times, and it will go, I tried my best, but again it happened. You know, there was a smoker. He said, it is so easy to give up smoking. I have already given it up 20 times. You see? Acha. So now, so we say, well, it happened again. So, Baba has said the reason, you give the reason. But then, if we patiently look, is this unnatural nature original? Or it is an acquired nature since long, but it is not my original nature. It means that I never move my Sudarshan Chakra regularly. And I am stuck to one period. And that is why I have only that powerful image in my mind. And I have not made it weak. And that is the reason. So always, in the worldly people also, if they start thinking of problems, there will be many. They say that an Indian shoemaking company sent one salesperson to a remote part of Africa. And he said, you please promote our shoes. Very good shoes were there. They gave samples. The fellow went there, he saw, nobody is wearing shoes in this remote area. He said, my company is so foolish, they have spent on me. And nobody is used to wearing any shoes at all. So he wrote back. I think he sent SMS through a mobile that you have wasted time, money on me. I am coming back. No, there is no buyer here. Then they sent another one. So he was smart. He distributed some few pairs of shoes free to some people. And they said, try and see how much comfortable you feel. They all liked it very much. And his all shoes were sold out and he ordered more. The company could not meet the demand. So it depends how you look at things. Also you know about pessimist and optimist. Huh? But optimism also sometimes is wrongly used. A person said, I cannot be more miserable than this pessimist. Optimist said, no, you can be. That is also possible. No, they are not that way. But the idea is that if I am knowing who is with me and who is guiding me, and I have to do this. Once a soul is so powerful, and we all use that powerful energy inside us, sometimes for wrong reasons. If you develop jealousy for someone, if you develop any negative trait, you will lose your sleep, you will become very active. As the souls become active, you know, as for Amrit Vela, up to Amrit Vela, they are very lazy. As if all energy from the body has been taken away. And they just feel they are half dead, can't move. If somebody has broken all their limbs, and then they open eyes because of habit or alarm clock, and they say, no, I slept 11:30 last night. Baba went very late. And you know, I must be tired. Okay. So they are not tired, but this consciousness is brought by the reasoning. Supposing the same person has to catch a train or a bus or a taxi for Ahmedabad and has a flight to the country and which has starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, the person whenever slept or not slept will get up at 3:30 in the morning, take a shower, be ready, very active. Why? Because priority is given to that and low priority, that's all. All of us, I am very lazy, I am just sitting. Something of my liking happens. Somebody says, you have won a lottery on the 7th floor, there is a big prize waiting and the office is going to close, there is no lift, no light. You can get it tomorrow. I will say, no, I will climb 7th floor and I will get it. Why? There is some gain. Or otherwise, if there is fear, say I am admitted to intensive care ward of a hospital, great sickness, and I can't even move, and a nurse is standing all the time to feed me. I say, I like that, and the monitor is there. Even my friends can't come and meet me. They have to remove their shoes and watch from a distance. How is he? I am not able to even rise. And suddenly someone says, a time bomb has been placed under my bed. And it is on the 2nd floor of the hospital. Achha. And in half a minute it is going to explode. Before the doctor runs, I will run. Why? Where from that energy comes? It is said a foreigner came to India and he wanted to see an authentic Indian village. They said near to Delhi or big cities there are all not real villages, but they are called villages. All are having urban habits. If you want to see a village, go remote area. He said, I will do that. So he went to a village and he saw very interesting things. And there were cow dung cakes on the walls. He said, how cow got up there? And like that, you know, all those things as happens. He was offered a jalebi. He said, from where sugar entered in the circular thing, like that. So in all those curious inquiries, he got late. Now he had to rush back, otherwise his flight will be missed. And he said, 15 minutes short of time. He asked, is there any shortcut? He said, no, in this village, there is only one small pedestrian road, path made, there is no shortcut. He was worried. So a child, village child was there. He said, I can help you. He said, how? So there was a ferocious dog sitting under a tree. He said, just throw a stone at the dog, you will reach earlier than you are anticipating. So this is what it is. So similarly, if you look at these situations, you will find we do have energy. But how we prioritize, that is the matter. If very nice cultural program is organized here, international cultural program from all parts of the world, and Dadiji says 10 o'clock it should be stopped because otherwise your Amrit Vela will be disturbed. And the show has many, many artists and they say, now it is 10 o'clock, this is the last item. So many will say, no, let it be for an hour more. Eh? We will manage Amrit Vela. Achha. And supposing you are told right now that, okay, you have to practice yoga and now up to 10 p.m. you have to be here. No, don't think of food or anything. For up to 10 p.m. intense yoga. Some will say, I am already tired. 10 o'clock? Now what is it? You will find body consciousness is not in the body. That is important. Body consciousness is in the soul. So, it is in the mind. So, therefore, Baba says, If you analyze all your situations in a nutshell, it means if we give reasons, in other words, if we make excuses, if we justify our failures, we are becoming advocates of myself. Many times Dadi say, you make a statement, I really want to do this, but somehow I am unable to do this. What a nice contradictory statement. I want to do this and I cannot do this. In both cases it is me. Okay. I don't want to do this, but somehow it happens. Again, it is I who don't want to do this, and I still do it. So there is some margin. Now this is okay. This is one part of it. What we say for others? We say, this person should do this. Why he does not do it? And this person should not do this. Why she is doing this? So it means, for others we are judge. What they should do and what they should not do, I am judging that, and rightly judging maybe. This person should come at Amrit Vela in the class, why he is sleeping? But for me, I am becoming advocate, I am giving reasons and excuses. So Baba says, always judge yourself. Be a judge of yourself, not make excuses. So in one word, Baba has given us the key to our overcoming our failures, turning them into victories. Because failure upon failure upon failure, little failures lead to disheartening. Supposing we are running a race and someone's shoelace gets under the shoe and he wants to set it right. So he will leave the race and try to tie it, and the other people will go ahead and he has hope, I will make up. But if 10 times some such disturbance takes place, he will say, now they have all gone, better I go home. That's all, you know. So it is success, small success and big success, which leads to enthusiasm and zeal, joy, happiness, and it is a failure which leads to carelessness, which leads to laziness. So failure is not one time. Gyan is that we have failure. If I fail little bit now, it is not only question of now. I will fail again and again and again and again and again. That is why Baba says, always think, what I am shooting in the drama will repeat. Supposing one fine morning at 3 o'clock, I get up naturally, and then I think something, and I think I should take rest. It's a question of whole day. Why should I go for Amrit Vela? I am not going to get any yoga. Better take rest. I am going to do that. Suddenly the point of Gyan comes to my mind. Look, if you don't go today, you are not losing it now. You are again losing it kalpa after kalpa after kalpa. No. I should be active. And you attend Amrit Vela. Once Baba told me, early days, I said, Baba, I went to Amrit Vela yesterday, I could not get any connection. I think there are no good of my sitting. Baba said, no, even sitting has marks. You sit, you will get marks and you will get connection also. This is Maya's way of making you, taking you one step further away. So therefore, this point of knowledge that drama will repeat, when sister asked, how many of you have not met brother, are meeting Brother Brijmohan for the first time? Many of you raised hands. I thought I should not waste your time on this point of Gyan. No, we met many times, and many times we have met, many times we will meet. But This point we should keep in mind. With this consciousness we can say, this kalpa, first time we are meeting. But in our mind it should be there. We don't say every time you say, what is your name? My body's name is this. Because other people will laugh at you. But in our consciousness, we should know I am giving my body's name. When we say Om Shanti, it is not just a chanting. Om Shanti, sometimes someone doesn't reply, we say more powerfully, Om Shanti. And still does not reply, we third time say, I said you Om Shanti. So this is not Om Shanti. So therefore, Baba says it is consciousness. Therefore, we have to use this subtly. So solution, if we look at the solution, there is no power in the world with ourselves determined and Baba helping us. Because Baba says, I can help you only if you first resolve to do something. If you say, Baba, you help me even in having firm determination, I am lying here, half dead. You are so powerful, you are almighty. You make me firm, determined, not possible. Because teacher can teach. If I fail, teacher can teach again. Second thing is, at what point should we pay attention that the problem is, they say, nip it in the bud. Bud is still bigger, nip it at the seed level. So Baba has said, I want to see this change at the level of your thought. Because other levels arise later on. It should be not be born in the thought, the reason. And at the level of thought, it is easy to finish it. Or change it altogether. So we should not think reason, but we should think solution. Many children of Baba, they become careless at that stage. They say, no, I will face the problem. Let me see. I have to mature myself under fighting conditions. So Baba says, the one who creates and then fights and become victorious goes to the silver age. The one who becomes so powerful that the opponent does not come to fight and surrenders, knows that can't go before this powerful soul, who can play the flute or can dance, can be carefree. So we should stop at the point of the thought. For instance, if somebody is having bad thoughts, uncivilized thoughts. So what should that person do? A person having uncivilized thoughts or criminal thoughts, or what Baba says, criminalized, whose eyes are criminal and still watches the television, for instance, and says, oh, I have to be perfect myself in actual situation. Let me see all the bad sides of the television and then make my mind so will be in trouble. Or opens any newspaper or magazine of these days, all you know they are filled with obscene and indecent things. Even people are indecently dressed. They behave indecently. So as a Brahmin, prevention, stress management, one is stress prevention. So prevention is better than cure. So that first I get into trouble and then I fight out that trouble out of that is not first class stage. We should avoid the troubles. If you see something coming and you want to crash against this, no, you bypass it. So like that, this world is full of all dirty and indecent things. And Brahmins have to be away from that. We are opposite of that. Baba said the basic foundation of our jnana is purity. And purity is of the thought. Purity is of intentions. Purity means simplicity. You can have even designs in the white. You can have a white colored dress. No color, but white dress with many fancy designs or many fancy cuts in it. Use the type of shoes you select, the type of frame you select. All those things, if you look out and see the shoes of our BKs, you can know their character by that. I mean, what type of people they are, where they are, they really have total detachment with this world or not. So one thing is, we must firmly know that in this iron age, it is an illusion and a great delusion to think that I can have happiness and joy. Never. There will be many traps to give you temporary, short-lived, perishable, and for that you have to spend so much time, money and energy, and they will fritter away. I tell you one incident from my own life. Baba told me, you know, I am a professionally chartered accountant. I started practice as a chartered accountant. I came to Baba immediately after that. Baba, like a father, asked me, have you qualified? I said, yes. What are you doing? I said, Baba, I have opened my office in Delhi, in this area, and good practice. Baba smiled and called me and said, child, in this practice you have to tell so many lies and all that. Better you join a government job, because there you will not be so deeply involved, and no lies, etc. It will be easy for you, your mind will be clear. So I, as Baba's advice, I never went back to my office, asked my brother Lokik to pack up and joined a government job. Now in that government job, after some time, I got a higher status and I was allowed for the first time to travel first class air condition at the company's expense. So I used to, the job was somewhere else and my parents lived in Delhi. So they had, the company also had its office in Delhi. So sometime they will give me some assignment, so that I can come to Delhi, do their work, meet my parents. So first time when it happened, I thought, oh, now I have got facility of first class AC travel at company's expense. At that time it looked very big thing. I think I was 29 years of age, whatever. So I thought I should take a bigger luggage, and because there is lot of space there, more dresses, and something for my parents, purchase fruit, this and that, lot of luggage. Because everything is paid for and space is available. And first time I lay on that big, big berth, I said, oh, so nice. And instantly, it was my good luck, Baba taught me such a lesson that never to think of that and learn more from that for the rest of my Brahmin life. As the train approached Delhi, about 1 hour before that in the morning, the engine of the train failed. Not on a railway station, but elsewhere. All right. All the passengers inquired, when the new train engine will come? They said it will take 2.5 hours, new engine to come. So there was also a road, parallel road going to Delhi, and buses were plying. So most passengers, they took their luggage, crossed that area and went to the road and started catching the bus. Now I thought, for me, such so much luggage which I took because of that comfortable situation, to carry it on my shoulders and go there, no porter available. But still I thought, why waste 2.5 hours? I was a young person, a porter myself. So I put all the luggage on me, went to the road, bus. There was no official bus stop. So all other people who had little luggage, they will just stop the bus by request. So the drivers were obliging them. But when I reached, first of all I decided late, when I reached, no bus will stop because the fellow will see so much luggage. The 2 or 3 crossed. Again problem, I thought, Oh, very nice, first class travel. All that was in my mind. Now I thought, well, Baba says, fearlessness is a great power. Let me try fearlessness. So next bus came, I stood in front of them with hand like this. I will let him overrun me. I am not going to stop. So the poor fellow stopped and said, what is this? Who? I said, I have to go. I signed to him. He said, okay, put your luggage on the bus. Now, you know, there is a small ladder at the back of the bus. Normally, we don't climb that. And to climb with the luggage, not habit. So I took first one luggage. I was happy, but very excited. So I took one luggage with great difficulty. I thought if I put one, then he will stop the bus. He has to. Somehow, shakingly, I put. Now, all the passengers inside the bus started crying. What is this? Why you are delaying? Again, two, three times, I rushed put the luggage. When I entered the bus, all the passengers were looking at me as if they are looking at somebody from a zoo. And they were staring at me. I was sitting like this. So that day I decided that in Kaljuga, to think that a comfort is a comfort is foolishness. And you will get into four times trouble. So it is my experience that apparently things look attractive in Kaljuga, but actually they are not. Okay? So Om Shanti, my time is over. Now you will get mukti, so easy from this class. Thank you.